here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Conference in Denver, Colorado, and have the opportunity to sit down with Forrest Roberts, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. First of all, Forrest, thanks for taking time to chat with me. We're about to wrap up this year's event, and cattlemen across the country have come to talk business and policy resolution here in Denver. Kind of give me a recap of what's been going on.
Sure. This week, Jamie, has been a great week in Denver at our 2014 Cattle Industry Summer Conference. This conference, as you outlined, it's all about business. It's all about the business planning for our next fiscal year. So as we round out our fiscal year, which again will end the end of September, we're in the final throes of making decisions about strategies, about how we implement policy positions or how we implement demand creation programs to really be able to look to moving the industry to the next stage of the future. And so this is one of those down to the business at hand, roll your sleeves up and really jump in and help make those decisions. But the big part of making those decisions here this week is all about input. So it's that grassroots bottom-up approach that we have within our structure here to be able to gain a lot of input that we've been building on the entire year. And thus far, it's been a great conference. It's been very upbeat, naturally, with what's happening in our industry today relative to some reprieve in most areas from Mother Nature, not so much in areas like California. But this overall market has just really had people in a really positive frame of mind. So overall, it's been a great week here in Denver.
Well, some of the hot topics discussed, and we don't have to go into great detail, but waters of the U.S. and cool, and of course, weather and Mother Nature. Kind of sum up those and what's been the feedback and the feel you've got from members that have attended.
You bet. When we look at those major issues from a policy perspective, waters of the United States is one that obviously has the approach that EPA has taken really starts to infringe private property rights when you look at it through the lens of a beef producer, no matter what stage of production they're in. And so the input that we've been able to gain here this week really builds more into our strategy of how do we, by the November time period, have about 10,000 comments. Actually, in that October date of when those comments are due is going to be a very tipping point, if you will. So the input that we've gotten here has really helped us fulfill that strategy. Obviously, mandatory country of origin labeling is another very sensitive issue that we've been working through this week, understanding where the WTO might come with their final ruling, if you will, here in September. So trying to understand where we would go once we hear that final step in September. But it's also been a week to be able to look at the demand creation side of what we do here in the industry as a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program. All of those discussions through the committee process have been ongoing because final decisions about where we invest precious checkoff dollars, those all will come down in the month of September. So it's been a great week to focus on the demand creation side as well as a few of these real key policy priority issues.
Well, as we move into the next fiscal year, as you just talked about, besides those two things, is there anything coming down the pipeline that you think is going to be an issue in the next year or two that we're already starting to discuss and something that farmers, ranchers across the country need to be aware about?
You bet. When you look at the policies that really impact the business environment for beef producers, again, no matter what stage of production they represent, we continue to see this movement within the current administration that if it can't be legislated, then they will choose to highly focus on a regulatory pathway. The EPA proposed rule on waters of the United States is a great example of that. So we are keeping our eye toward what we see in this current administration and their approach to a regulatory pathway to make sure that that business environment is as positive as can be. So given the margin opportunities that are here for beef producers today, the last thing we want is a regulation that really impedes their ability to capitalize on the profit that's out there. When we look at the demand creation side, Jamie, that's all about how we make sure that we're ensuring confidence in the millennial generation as beef as their source of protein. So nutrition has been a big area of focus here this week because of the 2015 dietary guidelines that are right around the corner, as well as how we look at image, how the beef eating experience is produced. We know the millennial generation has questions about that, so all of our strategies about how we gain confidence and how the beef eating experience was produced is all about enhancing the image, and ultimately it's about trust. No matter whether it's demand creation or all of the policy priorities, it's all about how we build trust in how beef is produced and why it should be the source of protein for consumers all around the world.
Well, I think to sum it up, it's a good time to be in the beef industry. I've heard that comment or quote a couple times this week. Moving on to an extremely current topic, just released, the WTO has been talking about failure to kind of reach those agreements that regarding international borders. And Farm Bureau recently just put out a statement commenting on that. And would NCBA just kind of like to shed some light on the issue and what's to come and what can be done?
Sure. When we look at today in the market access arena and all of the interactions that we have with the U.S. Trade Representative's office, as well as the Foreign Ag Service within USDA, that is a very key area of focus for me personally. Our entire team has been really focused as a group around how do we engage discussions in a more appropriate way. When we look at the opportunities around the Trans-Pacific Partnership to TTIP, these are major trade negotiations that we think have a very positive impact on where we can go across not just the beef industry, but all of agriculture. One specific area that's been really top of mind here in the past week has been as it relates to the trade facilitation agreement. Those discussions are going on in Geneva right now, so we've been working very closely with the U.S. TR team that's there in Geneva. And basically what has happened is, as you look at previous discussions that happened in Bali, what you have when you start to look at trade facilitation agreement, TFA, really it comes down to how do you have goods and services moving at a more appropriate pace through the system. And when you have countries like India that bring back concerns that were already agreed to and addressed relative to food security and or food stockpiling, what it did is it really just took our efforts a step back. It was something that is unfortunate, and we have been working very closely, as you mentioned, with the American Farm Bureau Federation and other key organizations within the agriculture industries to be able to make sure that our input into USTR is to continue to proceed forward. So we're very confident that the strategy that our U.S. Trade Representative's office, led by Ambassador Froman, is the right strategy and the right approach, and we're very supportive in all of the input that we provided that how do we move forward to continue to bring forward trade facilitation agreement.
Well, thank you, Forrest, for commenting on that and taking a few minutes to kind of recap this year's event. Once again, talking with Forrest Roberts, CEO of NCBA, here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Conference in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jamie Johansson.